is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
Bye. there with Looks Like We Made It. I believe that was a Barry Manilow song. And we started the hour off with Neil Sedaka and Laughter in the Rain as we remember his prowess and ability to write amazing music. He just left us last week at the age of 86. And now it is time for Let's Take a Road Trip, and this week let's go to Colorado. I've been there, but none of these places that are listed here, but there's some interesting places to see there, at least, starting in Rye, Colorado. I didn't know there was a town called Rye. I wonder if they make bread there, but no, you can see Bishop Castle there, and it's not named for a bishop, but it is named for a bishop, a man whose last name is Bishop. Built almost entirely by Jim Bishop, this towering, handcrafted castle rises unexpectedly from the San Isabel National Forest. Construction began in 1969 and continues to evolve, complete with turrets, iron bridges, and a fire-breathing dragon sculpture. How about that? Visitors can climb its narrow staircases and catwalks at their own risk. It's equal parts medieval fantasy and mountain determination. Uh-huh. Denver. This is delicate, but it fits Colorado perfectly. The International Church of Cannabis. Yes, it's housed inside a former Lutheran church. This vividly painted space serves as the home of a self-described spiritual community that views cannabis as sacramental. That might be a little strong. The interior is covered in bright immersive murals designed to create a contemplative atmosphere. Visitors can attend guided experiences or simply admire the artwork. It is uniquely Colorado, a blend of faith, art, and state law. In Canyon City, just south of Colorado Springs, is the Royal Gorge Bridge. I think every state has one of these at least, but suspended 956 feet above the Arkansas River. This bridge was once the highest in the world. The wooden planks stretch nearly a quarter mile across the dramatic canyon. Aerial gondolas and a zip line add to the experience for those not content just to walk, and are a little more adventuresome, right? Engineering meets adrenaline right there, for sure. Hooper, Colorado. That's Hooper, not Looper. The UFO Watchtower. In the wide open San Luis Valley, this simple metal tower invites visitors to scan the sky for unexplained lights. The surrounding alien garden features quirky sculptures, visitor mementos, and handwritten notes about sightings. The valley's high elevation and dark skies make it an intriguing place to look up. Whether or not you believe it, the watchtower keeps the conversation alive. So there you go. Glenwood Springs, where they have a Glenwood Hot Springs Pool. Huh. This historic mineral pool stretches over two city blocks and has welcomed visitors since the late 1800s. Heated naturally by geothermal springs, the water stays warm year-round. The site once attracted frontier figures in health and health seekers alike. Its relaxation with the geological backstory. And finally, near Mosca, Colorado, is the Great Sand Dunes National Park and Preserve. I think we've all heard of this. Rising 750 feet high, or up to that point, these are the tallest sand dunes in North America. Set against snow-capped mountains, the contrast is almost disorienting. Visitors can sandboard down the slopes or hike barefoot across the warm sand. It's a desert and alpine landscape, sharing the same visual. Wow. Very interesting. That's our road trip to Colorado this week, and we'll be back for more next week. Here's Chet Atkins and Sweet Caroline on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
daylight is longer, and we have the perfect soundtrack for it here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
smooth, relaxing, and easy. There with Norman Newell and his orchestra for All We Know. Before that, we had Bert. Who did we have? We had Lex de Azevedo and Stand By Your Man, and then we had Floyd Kramer with Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, and Chet Atkins with Sweet Caroline. I know what I'm doing, I just don't know what I'm doing here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh. Good to be with you for another week. This is the second hour of this week's show, and now we're moving on to Paul Marriott with Yesterday Once More.
Da 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 da
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Rainy day bells, telling the people, rainy day bells.
Dick Baker doing his impersonation of the Botticelli Orchestra. Actually, that is him. And I have to say, I love you in a song. Before that, we had Neil Sedaka with Rainy Day Bells, which he wrote for a group called the Globetrotters, not the Harlem Globetrotters, but the singing group, the Globetrotters, in 1970. And it featured Neil singing with J.R. Bailey, the lead vocal of the Globetrotters. So there you go. And before that, we had Nita Kerr with the masterpiece, the theme from Masterpiece Theater, which is actually Jean-Joseph Moret's Rondeau from the Suite Number 1 Symphonies des Fanfares in the 1700s. And Paul Marriott was also in there with Yesterday Once More. I will get through this one way or another. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline. Let's see. You have to get there first. This is what happens when you rely on technology. Dateline, Boise, Idaho. Man breaks Guinness World Record for most double table tennis balls bounced into cups in 1 minute. Of course, this is none other than David Rush, who added another title to his lengthy list of Guinness World Records by bouncing table tennis balls or ping pong balls into plastic cups. He said the challenge required quick hands, steady aim, and a lot of practice in his garage. Of course. Witnesses counted as he successfully landed dozens of shots in under a minute to claim the record. Rush said the attempt took multiple tries before he found the right rhythm. He frequently performs record attempts to promote STEM education and encourage curiosity in science and math. He's already practicing for the next unusual challenge, which I'm sure we'll talk about very soon. London. A British man assembled a 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzle in record time. A puzzle enthusiast completed the puzzle in record time during a public demonstration. That says the same thing. Organizers said the man finished the massive puzzle in just over 4 hours, drawing applause from the small crowd gathered to watch the attempt. The puzzle depicted a colorful aerial landscape that required careful sorting of thousands of tiny pieces. The participant said he practices by solving smaller puzzles daily to sharpen his pattern recognition. Officials are submitting documentation of the attempt for possible Guinness World Record verification. Wonderful. And then finally, in Tallahassee, Florida, this is interesting. State office building was briefly evacuated after the microwave popcorn triggered the smoke alarm. They were temporarily evacuated. Firefighters responded to the building after alarms sounded shortly after lunchtime. Crews quickly determined the source with a break room microwave where popcorn had been left cooking too long. Yeah, that can happen. The building was cleared for re-entry after ventilation removed the smoke. Officials reminded workers to keep an eye on the microwave timers to prevent similar accidents. Or maybe just don't put it in for so long. Maybe follow the directions on the bag. Why is this news? I mean, this can happen anywhere, but why not follow the directions? I promise you I'm not that grumpy. Here's Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
smooth, relaxing, and easy. With friendly talk and music you know, the better your spring day will go.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy. Lex de Acevedo there with John Denver's Back Home Again, a good tune there. John Fox before that, That's the Way I Always Heard It Should Be. Got to read that right. That was a Carly Simon tune. Dick Baker in the orchestra, We're All Alone, and Nori Paramore with Soul Coaxing. We also had John Fox, Only Love Can Break a Heart, and Herb Alpert with Acapulco in 1922. Here is Percy Faith with Viva Vivaldi. This is a song about spring, actually, a tune about spring. Originally, anyway. Lots of classics as we honored classically trained Neil Sedaka today on the program. He wrote all those pop tunes from the 1960s, 70s, and even into the 80s, I believe. We've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online and WRCT Pittsburgh. I can say that again. Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. I really can talk. And see you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y10-42. Darn Parkinson's.